And welcome to another edition of Zav Chat. We're heading Burke Hall direction today. We'll introduce our special guests in just a moment. Bill, we're without Gerard. He's studying hard after, actually, what's been a fantastic week here at the college.
It has been. It's not the same without Gerard, Shane. But we're looking forward to these next few weeks as well, of just shining a torch into other areas and having, I was going to say, almost adult conversation, but it's always an adult conversation when Gerard was around.
Very much so.
His ability to ask, you know, deep and thoughtful questions, but we are wishing him incredibly well, along with his cohort. You're right in saying it was a magnificent week, and it was... maybe it's a lovely bookend, actually, in this episode, because we're going from the velate of our Year 12 students as they're preparing for their VC and heading out our gates to the other end of the school where they're walking in the gates for the first time.
Good point.
And we're looking at our Peter 6 learning environment. And so maybe I'll go there because around the grounds we might come back
sure.
and we'll talk more about velate.
Let's meet our guests.
So a great pleasure to introduce Tanya Rivette, our Head of Learning for Prep to 6, and Rebecca Goodwin, our Outdoor Learning Leader and Junior Expeditions Coordinator at Burke Hall. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to see you, Tanya and Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
Great, terrific. Tanya, why don't we kick off with you? We've obviously done a lot of work over the last few years now and the 3 years of your journey as we've completely rethought our curriculum at Burke Hall. And really that was probably a little bit of a preparation for what we knew were these larger structural changes that have come in 7 and 8, moving on to the senior school and creating space not only physically at the campus, but also for learning. So maybe, you know, to you, just take us through that entire rethinking and reshaping of a really exciting curriculum at Burke Hall from prep up.
Yeah, and it has been a really exciting journey, Bill. And it was around 3 years ago that we started a very intense period of curriculum renew and review. And we had a very close look at our curriculum offerings. And there was so much of our proud tradition at Burke Hall, which was really important for us to maintain. But we also needed to make sure that we had our eye firmly on the future to consider the next chapter of the beautiful Burke Hall campus. So we had a very extensive period of focus groups and stakeholder engagement and the student voice, as well as looking at the most current data, research and evidence around where curriculum design is heading. So I'm extremely proud of the staff and I'm extremely proud of the product that will continue to evolve, which is our new curriculum design.
So let's dive into a little bit more closely. We've really shaped our school from prep right through to Year 12, to be fair, around purposeful two stages of learning. Learning in increments. I think it's lovely to have a sense of purpose as you head in. Am I ready for this stage of learning? What are we to achieve in this stage of learning? And then exiting, am I ready for the next stage, etc.? And that will certainly come when we bring Rebecca into the conversation around our expeditions program as well. But Tanya, to you, you know, maybe let's look at St. Louis and our beautiful kindergarten, but also our prep to Year 2 program there. You know, what are the highlights for you, and what do we focus on?
Yeah, there's such a, it's an extraordinary space to learn, but the learning within it is just extraordinary. There's a beautiful energy. There's lots of those hands popping up high, asking those gorgeous questions, and our youngest learners really engaged in the learning process. That's what you see and feel when you walk in and around the St. Louis building. And it's about learning how we learn in a more formal, structured environment, and learning about the learning process too, and learning how we make mistakes and how we challenge ourselves and how we step outside our comfort zone while really focusing very, very specifically and strategically on those fundamental learning areas, our key learning areas of literacy, numeracy and digital technologies.
Yeah, I've been there a couple of times, Bill, and I was struck by the energy in there, in that whole space. It's actually quite special.
I think if I could wish anything for any teacher, and particularly sometimes those at the upper end of the school, it'd be just to spend a day or spend an hour back down in St. Louis in our prep, because you get re-energised and revitalised in a heartbeat through what you see from our students. They're gorgeous, aren't they, in their engagement,
absolutely,
Tanya?
And there's just such a desire to learn and those curious minds, and we want to hang on to that and keep a close, tight hold on that curiosity as we journey through our educational path. Yep.
And I love what you're saying. We're getting a beautiful balance between the fundamentals and the foundations of learning and that entire process, but also then challenging out to the futures of learning. You were sharing a beautiful story earlier before we were on air around artificial intelligence. AI is such a buzz, and we're looking at it right across our school community in thoughtful ways. But you shared a great story about how you're introducing this concept to our youngest learners. Do you want to share that?
Absolutely. Bill, the excitement has been high in our Year 1 and 2 class as part of our Aspire subject area. We're learning about what artificial means and what intelligence means. And it's a beautiful step into breaking down those terms and looking at what artificial intelligence is and isn't it and what we think of it. So it's really age appropriate that our 1s and 2s look at that through creating artworks. And so they have the very simple task, Bill, of figuring out whether art that is created by artificial intelligence, if it's actually art or not. So that's what we're challenging our ones and twos with. And I tell you what, they're rising to the challenge.
It's brilliant. And I hear they're sort of rolling across artificial turf and figuring out the differences between that product and the real thing.
Absolutely. Rolling around. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? And is it doing its purpose to imitate the real thing? So we're all, I'm sorry, parents, of those of you that are listening at home, we are eating some lollies as well that are flavoured with artificial flavours as well, but it's for the greater good. And of course, safety is a really important element of that as well. So they're learning about the safety elements of artificial intelligence as we're journeying through too.
So maybe it's a lovely way of bringing you into the conversation, Rebecca, as we're rolling around artificial turf. But we're so blessed at Burke Hall on our junior school campus at being right at the, surrounded by wonderful bushland, by the Yarra River, and we bring this right into our program. And that's been your intent, our intent, and your great contribution to our learning program. So maybe tell us a little bit at what our junior learners do in the outdoors.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. It's been a really great process of coming in and taking our classroom learning outdoors. And what in expeditions we try to do is really challenge convention. And I've got to credit Tanya and David Howard, the head of expeditions, did a lot of heavy lifting before I arrived in designing the program. And in prep to year two, we have our Discover program. So it's a really focused in, zoomed in on where we are in Burke Hall, our beautiful grounds. We've got Villa Alba Garden, which is my favourite place in Burke Hall, I've got to say. Huh. We spend a lot of time there exploring. And then as we move on to our threes and fours, we move into our Spark program. So we take a little bit of a zoom out. That's where we really lean into what's surrounding us, the Studley Park across the road, or the Yarra Bend National Park. And we really focus on the story of the Yarra River. So from the source of that, we go to Mason Falls at the start of year three, and that's our introduction. And coming up next week is our conclusion for our year fours. They'll be going down to Bagaru in Ocean Grove, and that's where the river meets the sea. And before they move up into year five, so we really try to take what they're doing in the classroom, especially in Aspire, where it links really closely, and give them that experience where the teachers build on that in the classroom and create these amazing learning experiences that carry with them throughout the term. And really, we try to enhance the learning that happens in the classroom, and the classroom enhances the learning that happens in the outdoors.
Yeah, fantastic. I know you particularly look forward to the Year 4, Cam, and we've got a great one coming up with Year 6, so we'll shine the torch back on there in a second. But Tanya, I might sort of even revert back over your way. One of the lovely things that you see incredibly evident is the promotion of curiosity. And it doesn't matter the weather, the students are out and about, you know, those gorgeous little red rain jacket.
It's an iconic sight across Burke Hall. You know we're up to something when you see a troop of people in the red rain jackets marching across Burke Hall, and it's normally out in weather people don't usually want to be out in, but rain, hail or shine, we get them out. And the rain is normally a great tuning in point for our students. So what happens when it rains? And often if there is a weather system coming, my lesson will change on a dime for us to go out and experience that. And that's the beauty of this program, is it can just shift when we need it to and take any opportunity we can.
I think I'm incredibly proud, I've got to say, looking into it, because again, for many people, you know, when it rains, you just sort of bunker down, you don't do anything, you hold inside. But on the contrary, there's so much going on in the natural world when it does rain, and you don't let those little limitations, you know, hold you back from these rich learning experiences. And you see that everywhere at Burke Hall. So Tanya, maybe back over to you. as we go from prep to two, then up to three to four, as Rebecca's just guided in, again, there's a notable shift in the learning and the focus of learning. It's quite intentional.
That's right, Bill. And there's a shift in the learning space, and there's certainly a shift in our expectation of our students. And they're charged with the responsibility to really organise themselves and prepare themselves for their learning and really continue to take steps outside their comfort zones, challenge themselves with that curiosity of learning. And we're exploring more sophisticated content areas as well. And sometimes they need to be thoughtful and really respectful of those learning areas that we're inquiring about or researching. And the boys always step up to the plate. They always rise to the challenge when we do give them that opportunity, which is wonderful to see.
And Tanya, you're starting to see this in action now, after all the preparations of the last 2 or 3 years. How are you feeling about the experiences the boys are having? Are you seeing any noticeable change?
Shane, it's been extraordinary seeing the brainstorms from the post-it notes and the design thinking that we were doing as staff to seeing it transform and translate to smiles in the classroom and that engagement of learning, goosebumps.
Oh, great.
Really, yeah, they've brought it to life. The teachers have done such an incredible job. They were very heavily involved in the process of the redesign of the curriculum and the renewal of the curriculum, and they've done themselves and the college proud.
One of the lovely things right throughout the program at Burke Hall from kindergarten, frankly, right through to year six, is the influence of specialists. And so often in so many primary school settings, we have a range of generalists and they're quite sort of, they can be quite confined programs, but I see this enormous breadth and specialisation that's able to be brought in by not only passionate educators that we pride ourselves on, but offering their specialist input, and that's from music to physical education through to STEM, etc. So maybe dive in there.
Yeah, the talent is quite extraordinary on our staff group at the Xavier College Junior School, Burke Hall. We had our beautiful musical that was directed by our head of music, Cassandra Cordero. Whether it's liturgical singing or leading into the musicals, she's a phenomenal talent, and the staff learn from her just as much as the students do. We've got specialist science teachers that run an incredible program in our fully appointed science labs. We have drama teachers that do an incredibly fun, exciting and engaging program in the affectionately termed drama dungeons, and our library staff are terrific, not only with those specialist library classes, but also in ensuring that all of our staff and teachers have the very high quality resources that they need to deliver their programs.
There's
as well.
Real breadth there, isn't there, in terms of the array of opportunities you've just talked about.
Yeah, and we ask the boys to just try everything, you know, whether you're more inclined to music or whether you see yourself as a future star of football, you know, it's the wonderful thing is that they're learning from such a young age how to appreciate the different areas of academic life, whether it's debating or science or AFL or table tennis, you know, there's that value and appreciation as well for the different areas of the arts and our other endeavours at Burke Hall.
It's lovely. You again, you draw so much positivity from how you see the students engaging in their learning programs, and you meet students where they're at, which again is such a Jesuit way maybe of looking at things. But I'm amazed when you look at the sports science orientation. Mm. I think every young person thinks they're going to be an athlete or drafted or something, and they've got lovely heroes, et cetera, in the space, or in that developing area of STEM and STEAM, and looking at the work of Greg Mulholland this year. We're bringing these things to life, not just through their interests, but actually depth, really challenging them with great concepts. You know, Greg will often not only unpack the technology elements, but it's the ethics elements. You know, as they're looking at design replicating something or manufacturing it themselves, it's then what are the other components that we should be thinking about? So you probably see that far more than I do, Tanya.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And I think, again, it's that Jesuit lens of deep thinking, because we'll always need to be more intelligent than the artificial intelligence. We'll always need to be ahead of the technology as it's emerging. So thinking about what we're doing and why, I think through our Jesuit lens, our young students at Burke Hall are really well placed to lead the next step of, you know, technology and its evolution.
So maybe back, Rebecca, to you, as we sort of look at this stretch as well, we certainly do stretch them up into the 5 and 6 outdoor program, and as we might say, expeditions for us. Year 5's recently been on, and now we're looking forward to year 6. So maybe just give us an insight into what's happening in those 2 years.
Yeah, our year 5 and 6 program is really rich for our expeditions and everything that they do at Burke Hall. Our year 5s were just away in the Rubicon Valley on 2 nights away. And our year 6s coming up are, this is the first time the school is running this, Canberra and Kosciuszko. So we're heading to our capital city, and we're heading to our tallest mountain. So they've really, we call it the GROW program. So it's only fitting that we go from sea level in year 5. They start at Portsea and we will end on the top of Kosciuszko. So they're going from the sea level up to the highest point in Australia. And we really are leaning quite in with curriculum for this program. Mm. We're doing some beautiful work on the Brumbies and the impact that's having on the natural landscape up at Kosciuszko.
Interesting.
And we're also learning all about our 3 levels of government. And I'm quite excited, to be honest with you. I was at Victoria Parliament these holidays, so I'm excited to be back in Canberra and taking the boys through all of that.
Gee, good opportunities there. Is the whole grade 5 and 6 program another step, if you like, Tanya?
It really is, Shane. And again, it's another step up, and it really prepares our boys. We want them to enjoy the year 5 and 6 learning stage and phase for itself, in and itself. But we've got our eye firmly on a really strong transition to the Xavier College senior campus. So in preparation for that, we have more like a boutique secondary model that we run in year 5 and 6.
Okay.
So they have their locker and their timetable, and they're really charged with the responsibility of navigating our gorgeous campus under the very close watchful eye of their homeroom teachers, of course. And they meet with their homeroom teachers in the morning and the afternoon. But it's those skills that really serve them very well for that strong transition into year 7.
So, Bill, I'm going to just throw a little curveball here. This is probably a slightly tougher question. A lot of parents talk to me about, that's fantastic and I love the drama and I love the music and wow, wow, wow. But what's happening in the basics, the numeracy and the literacy? And that's, you know, I'd say a lot of people in that 30 to 50 age range, which is probably a lot of our parents would think about a lot. So tell us where we're at with that.
Yeah, and it's the core of what we do, and it's those fundamental skills that we really do need to focus on to set our boys up for the very, very best chance of success. It's that targeted strategic teaching, using the rigorous analysis of student data to personalise the program for our boys is really important, because we need to meet every child where they're at, and every child needs to sit in front of a learning activity having success, but also that right amount of challenge. So they're really achieving the very best that they can and fulfilling their own personal academic goals.
A beautiful answer there, I'd say, Bill.
And it's great just listening in, Shane, at these different sort of stages and evolutions over a journey of a junior school program. And 7 years, it can be a bit of a lifetime at times. You know, you could just drear like a long summer, it drifts through. But I'm loving just the intentionality and the purpose that's been inculcated through all elements of the program. And the lovely thing, even just from an enrolment point of view now, we've only ever been one class up to year 4, and with a few little pressure points and in a really positive way, we've now expanded to offering to offer now 2 classes in year 3 and 2 classes in year 4. So again, just trying to meet maybe parents and students where they're at and where their needs are. Post-COVID, we sort of saw quite a localisation, and that was a beautiful thing. And for many parents, just being able to walk to school and being in that neighbourhood and that community is important. But sometimes, you know, midway through the journey, there are a few students who just need the stretch and they need a little bit more. So now we've got a further intake in year 3. In that lovely 3 and 4 program that both Tanya and Rebecca were talking about, that offers a real sense of stimulus. And then obviously year 5 being quite a traditional...
It's still a larger intake.
Still a large intake for us. And that upper years of the primary setting. And as Tanya said, that specialisation that's coming in, that independence that we're bringing through, and a real preparedness then for students to be able to embrace the senior school.
And I heard, I think separately to this group, but I was hearing that a lot of our boys who've done their velate this week, but started way back in prep, all got together with the little tackers in the last few days. Tell us about that.
It is a lovely thing. Tanya, I'll throw over to you as well. But it's a beautiful moment when our some of these students have been here, and if you recall, Cormac from last year.
Yes, I do.
As one of our vice captains on our last episode that we've just had with Jared, Joe and Hugh.
Yeah.
Cormac had been here 15 of his 18 years, wow. Started in kindergarten. So we had about 9 girls who'd come back, and obviously it's a co-educational kindergarten. Back in that day, it was right up to year 4, actually,
yeah.
For girls. And so it was really lovely having the girls back. One now in Bendigo, and the rest were at Genizano, Loreto, traditional schools of and MLC.
Right.
And so they combine, obviously, with our cohort of boys, and lovely reflection. I tell you, it's a great marker and quality of our staff where they could remember these students distinctly. And wow. They would share little yeah. experiences with them and tap into their memory, and then watching the memory banks of these now 18-year-olds at the end of their journey open back up again and relish the moments, whether it was the Stedford or the funny little thing that happened. It was just lovely to see, Tanya.
Yeah. Yeah, they did get quite sentimental, and it was lovely to hear their really positive memories of their time at the Xavier College Junior School.
Well, I'm going to give a little around the grounds, Bill, with Jared not here, before you thank our special guests. It's actually been an amazing week. Bill talked about the Valete presentations in the morning and a magnificent mass from Father Chris and the crew on the Tuesday. And then we've had a lot of your crew invade through the week. Tanya, for the musical, which I'm hearing got big ticks.
Yes, it was fantastic. And also our inaugural Xavier College Junior School art show as well was a huge success.
So. Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, in terms of and around the grounds, the summer sport starts this week, so it doesn't slow down too much, Bill.
It doesn't. It's they're lovely rhythms that happen in a school, and, you know, we've got the passing of the baton almost from Jared now into Wilbur and an ex-cohort. They'll obviously focus just on their end, and we're in a preparation stage for next year, but there's plenty of things to be done here, and Hills, it would be remiss if I didn't again just call out the Valete. It's lovely as we've spoken of our young students, but just seeing, you know, whether it's 15 years or whether it's 5 years that they might have had at Xavier, seeing these young men able to feel enough, feel equipped, be able to be reflective, express gratitude for their journey. The Valete is incredibly special at Xavier, and I think it's synonymous then with actually that relationship and care, and how every boy is known. They get farewelled in their house by their tutor, and whether you're you know, a superstar who's done 1,000 things, or that isn't the skills and talents you've had, and you've followed your own journey through. They're equal in terms of the quality and the thoughtfulness and the little veins of gold that great staff members pick up in the character of each of our students. Valete is exceptional. Mass was unbelievable.
It was.
And it really typifies a Xavier journey. So,
Just one, I shouldn't draw out one because there were so many special parts of Tuesday this week, but the young fellow who delivered the speech on Tuesday morning, I don't know him, but tell us about that, because his speech was brilliant.
Evan was was unbelievable, yes. And he reflected on his starting at Burke Hall as a 10-year-old in a year 5, and then talked of his journey and talked of it with such amazing reflection, even to be able to tap into little disappointments that he might have had along the way, but how he's learnt from those and grown through those, and how he's got a whole sense of perspective on life. It was absolutely inspiring. And if that's one of our students at the end of their journey, gee, we're in good hands, but it was exceptional.
Well, I think any parent listening today would, if they were considering the junior school, would walk away from this Zav chat pretty confident.
It's amazing. Yeah, and look, it's one thing. It's a gorgeous campus. It's a stunning campus, and it's locale right on the cusp of some really beautiful natural elements of Melbourne. But the way it's always the way it's brought to life. You know, we speak often about people, places and programs, and our places is pretty good, but it's the people, and Tanya and Rebecca, you're leading a wonderful group of staff along with Brett and the team, and the programs that we're bringing to life. It's exciting.
Yeah,
and that sense of imagination and curiosity and spark and enthusiasm is really evident. Tanya and Rebecca, wonderful.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely.
And enjoy Canberra and Kosciuszko in the weeks ahead.
Yes, hoping for some nice weather in the next coming weeks.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And we're going to bring Michael Eilert in next week, Bill. That'll be a lot of fun as we shine the light back on the senior campus after its first year of being a 7 to 12, so looking forward to that. But for now, thanks everyone for joining us for another Zab Chat, and we'll see you 7 days hence.